Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. And as we promised this week, it's a mailbag.
It's not a mailbag.
Oh, fine. I've been found out. It's me, Steven Schleicher from the Mirror Universe. You can tell it's me because of my fantastic Van Dyke that I sport around the Major Spoilers HQ. I know what you're thinking, listeners. First, is this really a mailbag?
I told you it's not a mailbag. Quit saying that to them.
Secondly, you're asking, how does one get a perfectly formed Van Dyke like mine? Well, dear listener, the only way you can get a perfect growth like mine is to shave off all the other hairs on your face. And the only way to do that is with Harry's blades. Oh, come on. I'm evil. But you guys saw that coming. Harry's.com. Oh, man. Harry is started by two guys who know what it means to get a good, close shave. Their motto is, get off, you darn whiskers.
That's not their motto.
Okay, so maybe not in this universe, but that's what their motto should be. Off with the whiskers.
That's not their motto.
Harry's knows what it means to get a good, close shave, not have to spend an arm and a leg to do it. They make their own blades. I've been using Harry's blades since, since I decided to become evil and grow this beautiful Van Dyke. My wallet feels good, too. Harry's blades are about half the price of regular big branded blades, and they ship for free to your front door. If you haven't started out with Harry's, you really should. They have a starter kit that includes the razor, the moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades for only $15. Now, listen to me. I want you to experience the perfect shave just like I have. Whether you have a goatee, a mustache, or whether you want to go for full-on clean face like Good Boy over there.
Hey, now.
I want you to have that comfortable shave with Harry's. And that's why when you go to harrys.com right now.
Do it now.
Right now, right listeners. Now. Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my coupon code CriticalHit with your first purchase.
Woohoo!
That's Harry's, HARRYS.com. Enter the coupon code CriticalHit at checkout for $5 off. Start shaving better today. Thank you, Harry's, for sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit. And now, here's your mailbag episode.
Stop saying that. It's not a mailbag episode.
Man, I hate coming to this universe. You never let me have any fun.
Thanks, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and sharing this podcast with a friend. Wow, we got turned inside out and flipped upside down and everything went wonky.
Had to swallow our pride.
Yep. Found nothing but faith in nothing.
Yes. I was delayed, but I made that joke first.
So, last time...
On Critical Hit.
I like that. I like it when I can sense the real fear in your voices.
You feed off of it.
Yes, that is correct. So yes, last time on Critical Hit, our heroes found Professor Leck, who explained that he had not just found a source of boundless energy, but in fact, he had found other worlds besides the other worlds that are normally connected to any given fantasy world. Yes.
Other worlds.
Correct.
Other realms, other realities.
That's right.
Time, space, and dimension.
So, as the Salamander's coil closed in, Randus activated the device, but before it really clicked on, Leck was captured. And now our heroes find, basically, as the world outside this little kind of double pyramid that they're inside reconstitutes itself, they find themselves in a kind of surprisingly normal environment. They're in a grove of trees. There's grass underneath as the pyramid dissolves and you guys just kind of plop down on the ground.
Okay.
I land on my feet awesomely.
Okay.
Okay.
Does this look like normal trees, normal grass, or like the tree's purple and the grass has like got little mouths on it or anything like that?
No. Okay. It looks to
Why do you give him ideas?
Although you...
Because he's from the Feywild.
Yeah. He's like, that would be normal. Yeah, so like, it's like he's hoping for talking grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you do not recognize the species of tree, they appear to be normal trees. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for the grass. But as you guys kind of start taking a look around, you all start to feel really, really awful. Like, really awful. And basically, one by one, you guys plop over and black out. And some time passes.
That sucks.
Who has the highest con nowadays?
Yo.
Not it.
The person who has con as his primary.
That's probable.
What do you got?
What are you clocking
it's
in
a
at?
22.
Okay.
Just two under.
Iron mine.
Or over.
Okay. So, I'll give Matthew this one because he's been behaving. Not the stick, but I'll give him this reference. Rob, are you familiar with just your classic wrestlers from the 80s?
More or less.
Do you know what happens when somebody knocks down the Undertaker?
I know. Pick me.
All right,
Mr.
Matthew, what happens when somebody knocks down the Undertaker?
He immediately sits bolt upright back up.
Right. So, yes, basically, the camera fades to black. Then we see this grove of trees again. It now appears to be nighttime. And into the frame, like, Ket just bolts upright.
Like the Undertaker. Hooray! Yep. That's other three. Rodrigo's one.
The other three still there?
Four, and yes.
The other four, yeah. Computer's like one person.
Sure.
Are the other four, okay. The other four still there?
Yes.
Are any of them close enough for me to reach?
Yeah. You guys, like, all plopped down and maybe took a couple steps, and then everybody just, like...
Shake whoever is closest.
Oh, that's probably Orym.
Yeah. Orym.
What?
Orym. When you go to shake Orym, you realize that there's something really weird going on with him. Basically, you go to grab his shoulder and shake, and you kind of like crumple his shoulder and then shake him, and his whole body kind of goes up into the air, and you realize that Orym is two-dimensional. He's like flat, and he's like looks like he's made out of a single sheet of paper that somebody cut an Orym out of.
Whoa. Let go.
Okay.
Suddenly,
Orym kind of like floats down to the ground. You're awake now, by the way.
Hello, Ket.
Hi.
Try to bend my arm, but it doesn't appear to. What did you do to me?
Yeah, it does. It's like,
don't know.
I look at Ket. Is he also flat?
Nope, he looks fine.
Did you wait?
How close is
Randy? Wait? Is my head like sideways? Like I can't, you know, like a flat
is
cut out
like
of the
Egyptian?
Profile in the head.
Yeah, when you turn, it like turns the plane so that like the front of your face.
Oh, so I'm like this way. So
yeah.
Okay. So it's not like I'm sideways like
right,
an Egyptian.
Right,
okay.
Right. You're not like a right, like a so hieroglyph. I'm... Yeah. You're.
Wait. Am I like?
You're like a paper doll.
Yeah. You're like a paper doll from head on.
Yeah. Okay.
Does anybody else look?
Everybody else looks passed out, but fine.
Did Orym look fine before I touched him?
Now that you think of it, no. But he was kind of like turned around and like from the direction he just
wrinkled
like,
up, you know.
No, he just looked like he was lying down because he was like on his side. So he just had like a good perspective on him. And if he was a little weird, I mean, it's nighttime. You didn't necessarily see it that well.
I'm a poke Randus a little.
Okay.
We all make it?
I don't know. Point at Orym.
Whoa. That's interesting.
Not really.
The other two can wake up as well.
I'm going to draw a sword.
Okay.
Quite weird. It's like you're not fully dimensionally in sync.
What in the world is wrong with him?
Maybe it's because he's from the Feywild and it's not jiving with wherever we are?
Maybe.
That would be my guess.
Would this world have a Feywild?
Maybe it only has a bit of a Feywild.
No.
But...
Guy. Guy.
Okay.
Backpack opens.
On that coat.
You okay? Pat him.
Go ahead and describe him.
Little imp thing. Looks very monkeyish, orange fur, blue stripes across his eyes. Really long tail. Although you might not be able to see the tail yet.
The two of you can give me a religion check. Those that are meeting guy. Sekar and Sparkle.
Me too?
Yep.
All right. 20.
14.
Sekar definitely recognizes that as an imp.
Mm-hmm.
A lower level devil. Sparkle is just like, some kind of monkey monster.
Monkey thing in your bag?
He's kind of mine.
A familiar?
Yeah. Or something akin to a familiar. Speaking of, concentrate.
Okay.
Try to form a spirit eagle.
Oh, that is... You start to, and then you feel something really weird. Like maybe you shouldn't.
Stop.
Assistant, how you doing?
It seems fine.
Okay, good.
Would I have recognized Sekar as primal in the fight?
Sure.
How are you feeling?
I've had headaches of this magnitude, but not recently. I'm going to attempt to try and see if there are any spirits in the area.
Okay. Give me a nature check.
Word. And I kind of focus my effort on a tree. Trees are usually a good source of such things.
Yeah.
35. That was a nat 20.
Okay. You concentrate on the tree and you find the place where its spirit should be. But you don't find anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, and like, weirdly, you found things that have had like their spirit summoned out or gutted to like put something bad in there or whatever. This doesn't appear to be that. There's just kind of this like spirit structure in there. It's not something you're familiar with, but it doesn't like immediately raise your hackles as something that's necessarily wrong.
And it doesn't communicate the way I'm expecting.
It doesn't, no.
Oh, wherever we are, everything seems different. Master Rivendorn, are you alive?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, right? Therefore, I'm here. Now,
do you
can I stand upright?
Yeah.
I mean, is there Can I bend in all like think of a sheet of paper? Can I bend in all sorts of weird like? Yep. Can I roll myself up if I want to?
Do you try to?
I try to.
Okay. Orym starts rolling himself up.
This is weird.
It is. It is. It is about as uncomfortable as you like taking your knees and like bringing them up to your chest.
Yeah.
Or rather, for Orym, who's you know a life limber. Fighter, yeah. limber guy, to do it, which is to say, barely uncomfortable at all.
Right.
Like I wanted to point that out because like for me that would be.
I brought my knees to my chest once and couldn't walk for 3 days.
Yeah.
Super yoga.
I try to. What happens if I try to do a magic missile?
You take a chunk out of a tree.
So that magic still works.
It appears to.
Okay.
I was going to say that this place appears to have no magic or anything in it, but apparently it has something.
Yeah.
Because I'm channeling it from somewhere.
That's good.
Well, I mean, your magic is based on, like, set magical formulas, so mm-hmm. clearly they appear to be able to be plugged in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try the same.
Okay.
Your tree with a Tempest Assault.
Yep. It, you know, you take a swing at it. It works normally.
So how do we undo this? Flapping my arm. Also, if there's a breeze, do I blow over easily?
Well, there hasn't been a breeze yet. You guys are surrounded by trees.
True.
Well, I mean, I would vote for us trying to just go back because...
Should we?
Well, yeah, because we should still try to find Professor Leck because he got captured right before we set this thing off. And if they have him... then they can possibly get the information out of him, which would be spectacularly awful.
Yes. Well, would they be waiting for us?
Probably.
I look up, roll my head back, and look up. It's dark now, so providing that time is working the same in our realm, it could be many hours have passed, and maybe they've left. Maybe they don't anticipate us coming back. But on the other hand... knowing that they're throwing all their resources at it, it would not surprise me if there is an encampment right inside that house surrounding the place where we disappeared, waiting for us to return.
And I will say, not to speak necessarily about transdimensional intertemporality, but you guys do feel like you were probably out for several hours.
Okay. I mean, that is an issue. If we go back... we might very well be incapacitated again for some time.
Oh.
So.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Well, our primary question is, can we even control the device enough to know that we're going back?
That's a good question.
Also a good question. Or if location correlates precisely, like if we walk a mile and then go back. Would we find ourselves a mile from that house or back in the house or maybe in a wall?
Yeah, I'm going to start looking at the thing. First of all, I'll try to make very fastidious notes about the exact positioning of all the, you know, readout, whatever I can on there to...
Can we see any stars?
Can we see any stars? That was my question.
Not in this grove. You'd have to walk out of it, which, you know, is just a few
Let's walk out of it. Let's walk out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
God. Yep. You guys walk out of it. Out of the grove, look up. The sky is mostly black, kind of has an indigo hue to it. And you do not see any stars. Huh. Instead, what you see are these huge arcs of energy. You see a blue one, like kind of a very, very light blue. And then off in the distance, just kind of... the edge of a yellow one, and then as you kind of look at the sky, you see that there is a black one, like one that is made of darkness that is also kind of arcing. And this goes from horizon to whatever the other side. I guess they're both horizons. Is mm-hmm, Horizon yeah. just the western one?
Yeah, horizon to horizon.
Well,
yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
That's unusual. Do those, like, mesh up with the diagram that Lux showed us at all?
With the readout?
Mm-hmm.
Or with the, like,
the little handheld device.
Oh, no, that, I mean, that was just little dots. Like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is super weird.
Is there
weird.
Anything on the device, Randus, that shows us anything?
The device is on, like, standby mode.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
It clearly takes a lot of energy to make a jump. It can still read.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's going to take you a while to figure out what exactly is going on here.
Look for the last channel button. That'll take us back. Yep.
Well, I mean, that's certainly going to be my first thing to do. See if I can try to reverse the coordinates or settings or whatever.
Okay.
However it works. And eventually decide if we want to try to go back.
All right. So that's going to take you a little bit of time.
Okay.
You just like plop time. Down and start doing that now?
I don't know. What's our plans here, guys?
Is there anything that looks like a civilization anywhere? Or does this look just like
hear,
a big open
Not
plant?
Immediately around,
anything.
But... Say what?
Do we even hear anything?
You do hear some rustling from the trees.
Where's that Orm?
Well, actually, that's what happens. You hear some rustling from the trees, like just, you know, a breeze coming through, and Orm kind of like billows out and like floats over there.
Ah! Oh. Catch the Orm!
Yeah, not too far. And actually, like, as you come down, you see that you can kind of control it a little bit by
yeah.
turning your body. Not very well, though. It's going to take some doing.
Rummage around in my bag a little.
Uh-huh.
Pull out something heavy.
Okay.
Orim, can you hold this?
I don't know. Can I?
Sure.
All right.
Kind of gently place it in his hand.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of heavy. But you can hold it just fine.
All right, hold on to that.
You've seen Young Sherlock Holmes, right?
It's been forever.
Steven Spielberg, maybe a long
yeah,
time
it's
ago.
Been forever.
Do you remember the scene where the stained glass knight comes alive?
I do not.
Okay.
But I do remember the scene where Judge Doom gets flattened
yes!
by a by a steamroller.
And that's what you're more thinking of?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably more
because
like that.
In the Young Sherlock Holmes, the knight, you know, if the knight is looking straight ahead, it's flat.
Right.
But the knight can turn its head.
Right, and then
and
he's
it's flat,
like
flat.
It's a drawing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a flat
yeah,
drawing
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can happen.
Okay.
Like, since you guys have been here and moving around, the way that Orim is portrayed in silhouette has changed. Like, his hair has moved and stuff like that. But it's hard to tell. Like, most of the time when he's turning his head, he goes like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, judging from that, that at some point he would be in profile. And then if he wanted to look at someone, he'd have to, you know, flip his head in both ways or something like that. It's not, like, completely fixed. It does seem to be kind of an unstable situation.
So should we tie something to you to keep you from floating away?
Sure. Is my front mirrored on the back, or is it like
it's your back?
It is
on
my back.
The back.
Okay.
It's your back.
All right.
Two hugs. Decent.
Sparkle pulls out some rope.
All right. So while we're here and talking about this,
okay.
basically, Orim's flatness is going to mechanically be represented as once per day you can negotiate with me and say that your flatness would come in handy and get a +5 to a roll. Also, once per day I'm going to say that your flatness works against you and unilaterally give you a -5 to a roll. These cannot be used simultaneously to cancel each other out.
Dang it.
Nice.
I want to try something.
Okay. Meanwhile, Randus is already probably working on this thing.
Okay.
It's like, you were like, is there a habitation? And people kind of started poking at Orim. I'm guessing you just sat down and started working.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is Sekar trying?
Sekar is trying. He's going to try and heal Aurum and see if it makes any difference.
Okay.
Using his primal iron resurgence type power.
Does that heal other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
You can target an ally with it.
Okay. It seems to have no effect.
Chet.
As in,
does your
as in,
thing
like,
have any idea
he,
what's going on?
It's not that it didn't work. It's that it doesn't change his flatness.
Guy.
What?
Any ideas?
About what?
About Aurum being flat.
Oh, that. I'm sorry. Well, does it hurt?
Apparently not.
Is he... it seems... like it's not... like he's not dying from it.
True.
You can breathe, right? And you hear...
Yes.
you can breathe, right?
Yes.
Okay. He doesn't speak Supernal still, apparently.
I know. What's up with that?
I don't know.
I would prefer not to remain this way, if that's what it's asking.
Yeah.
This is beyond me.
I thought so.
I'm already not great at face stuff.
Fair. Can you reach out to anything?
I can try.
Go ahead.
Okay. This thing jumps off of Ket, seems to climb up nothing for a few feet, and then disappears. And then reappears and just falls down.
Gather him up.
Okay. Well, there's nothing there.
Huh. All right, you can go rest.
Okay. I don't like dragons.
Dragons?
What?
Said you don't like dragons.
Did I? I think those things are dragons.
What things?
Points at the arcs. That's what they feel like anyway.
Oh.
We really are in Everon.
There's a little Everon-ness to it.
Yeah. All right, get some rest. Just kind of look at the three rings again.
I'm gonna climb a tree, see if I can see anything.
Okay, you climb a tree, and off over there, you'd see some smoke, more than likely from some kind of hamlet or something like that.
So scurry down. There's some kind of settlement over there. Maybe we can figure out from there where we are.
Hey, Kat. Touch my arm.
Mm-hmm. Touch it.
What do I feel like?
Where do you touch his arm?
On the front of the...
On the flat side?
Yeah.
It feels like cloth, like his robes.
Feels like your robes. Kind of reach down and go to his hand.
Feels like skin.
Interesting.
You feel like normal. Touch the edge?
Yeah. The edge does feel weird. It does kind of still feel like what it's supposed to, but it's so thin. It's hard to tell.
Does it feel sharp?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
But that still feels like robes and hair and you.
Hmm. Okay. Little Sparkle, you said you saw something?
Yeah, there's some kind of settlement little ways over there. We can figure out if maybe flat people are just a thing here.
Oh,
Orm tries to shrug his shoulders, I guess.
Okay. How far? That kind of looks like a shrug. Especially if you do like a big, like palms out kind of shrug. It like looks super exaggerated since your palms are completely flat.
What happens if I stand sideways? Can you still see me?
I'll try it.
I stand sideways. Ked, can you still see me?
It's hard. For example, if you ever want to make a stealth check and argue that it would help, you can use your flat bonus to it.
Okay.
You're there, but I'm pretty certain I wouldn't notice you if I didn't know you were there.
Slide between two buildings.
Yep.
Only for stealth? Or also...
No. You can
try to...
You can negotiate.
Okay.
Like, for anything.
Okay. For example, if I was fighting with someone, turning sideways would make me, like a...
I would let you throw a +5 to your AC or reflex.
Okay.
If we ever have to get through a portcullis or under a door.
Yeah, under
exactly.
a door.
Actually, absolutely. All of that stuff.
Okay.
I don't think we'd even need the roll for that one. He's like,
Right. It depends. In the middle of a skill challenge, you probably would need the roll.
Fold yourself into an airplane and fly.
If you guys found yourselves incarcerated and Orym wanted to just get through the grates, you probably could. Like to the bar.
So, what you're saying is we need to go play the Paper Mario games before the next session.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Roll yourself into a tube and go down the hill.
Anything that, you know, Mr. Fantastic has ever gotten out of.
Yep, pretty much.
Mr. Fantastic, hell, we're talking Flatman now, baby.
Yeah.
Great Lakes Avengers represent.
I'm really not a fan of this.
I can imagine.
If it's any comfort, it's extremely unnerving to us as well.
We'll try to get you fixed up as soon as possible.
So how far off did you say that village?
Could I tell how far it was?
Yeah, it's just a couple miles.
Okay, about a few miles.
All right.
Do we want to send an emissary, or can we travel as a unit?
I think we want to travel as a unit right now.
Considering we have no idea where we are and who they might find an appropriate emissary.
Can Warden Duthane do his adjustments on the walk?
Yeah.
Give me just a moment here. Just make a few more notes here.
Yeah, I mean, you have to like sit down and like work on this stuff. And, you can walk over there, but it's going to stop your...
Okay. Okay, let's see. Yeah, if we can find a good place to, see what's around, I guess.
All right. Let's head. Lead the way. Just sparkle.
All right. I will lead them as best I know where that smoke was coming. Possibly scurrying up every once in a while to make sure I'm taking them in the right direction.
Okay.
As wilderness tracking is not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You saw where it was, roughly.
Okay.
I reach into my sack.
Okay.
Pull out a piece of gold.
Okay.
Is it flat?
It is flat.
I hand it to Ket.
Okay.
Still flat?
You have a normal piece of gold in your hand.
Weird.
Stare at it for a few moments.
Hand it back.
Stare at it for a few moments longer.
Hand it back, Ket.
Hand it back.
Okay.
I take it.
Okay. You have a round, big, clunky piece of gold in your hand.
Interesting.
Like the rules.
Here, let me help you with that.
Different.
I'll put it in my bag.
Okay.
What happens? There's not a bulge in the...
Nope.
This is a bag of holding.
Well, that's true, but still. It's 2D and you're putting something 3D in it.
Yep.
I don't understand how this extra-dimensional space stuff
works.
I know,
that's why I had to test with the gold. Two tests, in fact.
See what happens if you pick
three
something
tests
up.
If you want to be... Me giving you the gold.
Really,
seeing
the
if Ket is going
is...
to give Ket, if Ket was going to give the gold back, and then also what happens when I got the gold back. Yeah.
You can also now pull it back out of your.
Yes.
Okay. It is still three dimensional.
Interesting. And so if I pull out my sword, still in my hand.
Yep. 2D.
You doing okay?
I'm great.
You know what's going on?
Nope.
All right. Put it back in my scabbard.
Are you talking to your sword again?
Shh, nope.
You have a talking sword?
Why does that
sword?
Sound familiar?
Was what? Huh?
Huh.
Who knows how things work in this world, Cat? Maybe your hearing has been affected in some way. Let's go that way. And I kind of hop and let the breeze carry me a few feet.
I hold on to him with my rope, which I'm using as a kite.
Okay.
Let's not fly the Aurum.
Nothing says low key more than four strangers flying a fifth one in a gentle breeze.
I think we're kind of screwed by the fact that one of us is 2D if we're really trying to be subtle. Well, this is not a world
you could be extra subtle and just walk sideways.
We have seen that you can roll them up. So you could just roll them up and stick them in a backpack.
That's so demeaning.
Why not put your arms around Warden Duthane's neck and pretend to be his scarf?
I'm fine this way. Hop a little bit more. Coast.
What's
the
meaning about living in a backpack? Huh? Point it, guy.
No offense, little thing, demon. I just don't that's roll that better. Way.
God.
Why did I find you guys again?
I didn't believe you, Warden Duthane, but apparently all your stories are true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy how up until you hit kind of Torkeltone critical mass, like Sikar and Randus had been having like awesome straight up adventures, and now it's like
I blame Ken.
Speaking of these awesome straight up adventures, Warden Duthane?
Yes.
I think you're supposed to call him Lord Duthane.
I think I'm going to call him Randus.
I don't stand on formality.
And Lord is technically a separate title.
Sure.
I heard something about nobility earlier.
Yes. I'd
care to explain a little?
I am the Warden of... The southeast of Diamond Throne.
Thought something Ket should be familiar with. Not specifically that Randus is, but that the Warden of the southeast of Diamond Throne is a...
Yeah, it's a title. Basically, Diamond Throne is cut up into five major territories, and the southeast is one of them. Like, he is the equivalent of... I don't know. Like, I guess... In United States terms, he would be like a governor of a state. If the United States only had five gigantic states.
Yes. Five gigantic states. So
five Texases.
You recall the attempt to overthrow the king?
Right. I was there when that started.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out, in truth, to be more complicated than it seemed, and it was Warden Duthane and his technological prowess that allowed us to discern who was behind it.
I helped. Yeah. So basically, you know, all much of the land that was Baron Hall, that's mine now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Given their actions, I imagine it's probably for the best.
I mean, I don't see how that much matters here.
We've got a couple miles. It's been 5 years.
I'd like to know what my friends are
up to. You never call, you never write.
That is basically a hop, skip, and a jump away.
I suppose.
Not that you would have known. Speaking of, how did you get back?
Back to where? Here?
Obviously not here. I was with you at that point.
Yeah. You mean back to the
natural back to the world. Natural realm.
Open a portal?
No.
Found so a weak spot?
That's doable again?
Not really.
No.
I don't know if I can even get back now.
The Salamander Coil opened a portal to the Feywild, and I think it created a weak spot to let him get out.
Believe me, for 5 years we tried desperately to find any way into any of the other planes. To no avail.
Huh. How's your family?
Good. Mom, Dad, still doing the Whitestone.
Oh?
Yeah. Camus is
running the Fen of Winters.
The Nonogram.
She's running a encampment over there. And we spent a great deal of time rebuilding the grove. What's his name? The guy from the Astral Sea.
Hendren?
Hendren. Hendren. Hendren? Do you remember Hendren?
He might not have met him. I think met him before Ket got back into the party.
Okay. So there was
And Ket got blasted out of the Feywild before he showed up.
Yeah. Hendren showed up, and he was able to, through the grace of Corlan, bring a large number of Eldrin with him from the Astral Sea, and we started to rebuild. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a struggle.
At least there's more of you.
True. A lot of new Eldrin came along not too long after.
Any peace trees?
Any what?
Peace trees.
Peace trees, no.
Okay.
What's a peace tree?
It's a family name.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hmm. Meh. So... There's people trying to... So the Salamander Coil people are trying to kill us, apparently because Lek wrote a letter to Randus once.
Technically, they're trying to kill Randus, me, Smith, and Torque.
Oh.
Yeah,
so you're
kind
of
really
free
care.
And clear, and Little Sparkle is kind of free and clear, although once word gets back that she kind of turned... was not one of them, she'll probably also be on their hit list.
I really would like to know where the rest of my league is, and I really hope that my dad had the sense to get out of town. This just did not go according to plan at all.
And you said this Smith and this Torque are dead?
Well, we know Smith is. Torque, just really haven't ever heard from him again.
Or seen him. So, still no word from?
Not a single.
Torkin?
Nope.
You know who?
Nope. Although, I'm pretty sure we could say his name here and he would not appear.
I'd rather not.
I would say that's probably a safe assumption, but yes, let's not test the laws of this land yet.
Name well, we already know magic right works.
Sort of.
We know that spirits may not.
Say, arcane magic. Yeah.
What about your connection to, what's his name? The grumpy one.
Mm-hmm.
And your gambling problem.
Problem, sir.
Tries to shrug his shoulders.
Yeah.
The wind catches it, so it gets a funny ripple going on.
Yeah, he shrugs all the way down to his knees.
Yes. Was I on loan to anybody at the time that they got back?
That or? Appears to be about over, but you really haven't had a lot of contact.
Try to reach out to the last entity that would have contacted me? Or
usually that's done through Guy, and he didn't seem to get very far.
Yeah, I know. We sent Guy to check on the game, basically. That's where he would have gone, and that didn't seem to work.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys approach this village. It appears to be a normal village. Just a lot of wooden huts. Some smoke coming out of some of them. You guys approach, and there are people around.
Oh, hey, Little Sparkle, put your hat on.
Oh. Put it on.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you look like?
Actually, I have no idea what I should be looking. What if they're all Kenku here? You never know. What if I should be a two-dimensional Eldrim? give me a second. I'll take the hat off and just try to sneak up to the window using stealth to peek in and see what sort of creatures live inside this building.
Let's back up and let her do her
thing. They all look like chairs.
Yep. Little Sparkle turns into a mug. She turns into a pie.
The patriarch,
a slowly cooling pie.
The patriarch is a table.
I think that might be the matriarch.
Give me a stealth check.
Absolutely.
Or we'll just
she's fit, the one who's going to hold
we'll just fish
up,
for
right?
a botch here.
Yes, exactly.
It's a 30.
It is not a botch, so we're probably good. You walk up, and the people
fishing
in
for botch.
Yep. In this hut are humanoids. They have kind of human features, ears, nose, eyes. They don't have any hair, and they have these tiger type stripes that are glowing.
Mm-hmm.
Their skins are also kind of weird colors, like they're like blue or pink or yellow or kind of a bright kind of bone white, and they have these stripes. Any given person has stripes that glow in one particular color, so one guy might be blue with kind of magenta-y stripes, someone else could be kind of pink with blue stripes, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm. Neat. Well, she will pick coloration that matches her own feathers, so she will be green with black stripes.
Okay.
Good luck, guys. She, like, smiles a weird tigery smile back at them.
Kind of wave her back over.
Yeah, she came back over. But she's talking to you.
Yeah, she comes back over and is a tiger person who's green and black. And says, good luck, guys. The natives don't look like any of us.
Oh. Yay.
All right. Do they look like any race any of us have possibly seen before?
Does one of us want to approach with the hat? Try to establish a dialogue?
Sure.
Kind of what I was
going to say. I'd be happy to.
How much do you know about her and...
She's okay.
...ability to talk with people?
I'm very good at talking with people. I was lying for quite some time about working with the Salamander Coil and Suspire before that. So, and they didn't catch me.
Given that we are all equally at loose ends... I'm not certain it matters. I think she's as good a choice as any.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
I say let her try it.
You can roll up Warham and send them with her.
Just in case.
Fine.
This is my
do they
friend.
Wear clothes?
He's
are, these,
a poster.
Are they wearing like clothes?
Yeah, they're wearing like clothes. Okay. And they're actually wearing pretty normal looking like peasanty, like medieval peasanty clothes.
Okay. I'm sure. That's fine. Worm just goes
rolls himself up.
There's a rolled up worm on the ground. It's glowing blue.
Tie him in your hair as a decoration.
Let's not tie Orm into
actually,
anything.
You don't have any hair. These things don't have any hair.
Oh, right. I'll tie him around as a belt.
No, you can just carry me or
just
put me in your backpack.
Like a scroll. Like
you.
Oh, fair enough. I got just like a
point my eyes out outwards though. So you just see my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
You probably did it twice. Like one time you just tried to roll yourself that way and then you couldn't see.
So I had to roll myself backwards.
You have to roll yourself backwards. Yeah.
And the best part is he's twice as absorbent as your half elf.
Correct.
New Orb double ply.
Yes, unless you mean damage, then no one's as absorbent as Ket. All right. So, Little Sparkle and her Orym scroll are walking into town. How do you walk into town?
Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right.
Right.
I will walk, I guess, cautiously as if I am wandering out of the woods and don't know this town.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Somebody is, like, out of their hut, kind of putting some, like, bales of hay away. And they look over at you. It's a man. He's blue and has light blue stripes. And he walks over to you and says, are you all right?
Is he speaking in common?
He appears to be speaking in common.
Oh, good. She's like, I think I'm lost.
Oh, I would imagine so. You're pretty far away from your village, aren't you?
Yeah. I was out hunting, and I'm really lost. I'm sorry.
Are there any... well, where's the rest of your group?
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, it's so strange to see a Nolpo by herself. Well,
what did you call me?
A Nolpo?
Nolpo. Okay.
Come in. I'll fix you something to eat.
Thank you very much. So does he, what is his coloration pattern?
He's like blue on blue.
Blue on blue. Okay. I appreciate it.
He leads you into a pretty modest little house. You know, table, chairs, little hearth for cooking. He appears to have had something on the fire already. Gives you a bowl of soup.
Cool.
And sits next to you, looking, doesn't touch the soup, and just looks at you and smiles.
Thank you. She takes a bite.
Okay. And he...
Oh, also... I'm sorry. Is there a...
Well, I just thought you'd want to thank the dragons.
Oh.
Are you all right?
I'm sorry. I think I might have hit myself on the head or something. That would probably explain why...
Oh, no, that's terrible. Let me see. And he reaches over, lifts up your hat.
Oh, no.
And you have never, never in your life heard such a shriek. This man literally jumps out of the table, jumps out the window... screaming.
Is this a shriek that we can hear?
It is. You guys can hear this. This is how loud this guy is, just screaming his head off. From where you guys are, it's hard to tell what he's saying. But you guys that are up close, Orim and Sparkle, can kind of tell that he's screaming Blood Bill.
Oh.
Blood Bill.
Just the wrong person.
And you guys that are looking at the village from far away, you see it just empty. Like, people just start pouring out of their houses and just running into the countryside.
I think we might want to get down there.
Orm's already unrolled himself looking around. Well, that was not...
That was not my finest moment, to be fair. I have no idea who these things are. Their customs, or that they're apparently terrified of Kenku.
Well, you know. Yeah, we've made mistakes like that in the past.
Alright, these guys run over. Open, you guys saw open roughly
the
what...
We're,
yeah.
We're coming out of the... poking our head out of the house. That didn't go well.
What did you do?
Worm's kind of chuckling. It wasn't my fault this time.
He pulled the hat off of me, and apparently they think that I'm a blood bill, and that's a bad thing.
Sounds bad. Why did you let him touch the hat?
He grabbed it off of me before I could stop him.
Do you have the hat?
Yeah. Wait, did he steal the hat from me?
No, he dropped it.
Oh.
Put the hat back on. Look like a human.
Okay, I look like a human. So these cat things have seem to have some kind of caste system, because he thought I was something different than what he was. So good to know that.
Or maybe a different tribe is maybe.
Sure. I mean, he could tell that I was from a far off village, so I guess maybe their coloration indicates tribe. Also, they worship the dragons.
Oh, so, apparently that's what those things are up there.
Good to know. And they're terrified Kenku. Also good to know.
Very.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll think humans are evil pink skins.
Maybe. There's only one way to find out.
Already in the open. We're about to find out.
Hello? We come in peace.
I could be doing paperwork right now.
No need to be afraid of us. Hello?
All right. You guys can give me perception checks.
Oh, okay.
You could roll me up in a big kind of...
Yeah, just somebody rolls it up. Like a,
maybe I could like do that myself. Cone. Roll myself up into a megaphone and... What are we rolling? Perception?
Perception. Yes. Yep.
34.
Looks like Ket got a botch.
Ket's just sitting up against the house.
Yeah. Ket is just unable to really listen on account of like just the waves and waves of flashbacks from past adventures with these guys that are watching over him.
I think I rolled the wrong number.
Did you?
Should be a 9.
Oh, it is a 9? Okay. Yeah. I rolled a 21.
All right.
It should be a 9.
It is.
Thought you and I had the same.
Well, everybody, as you guys are walking through the village calling out,
hello!
Everybody except for Ket and
whoever the next lowest was.
Yeah, Orim. Largely because Orim's doing most of the yelling and Ket's doing most of the bashing his head against the wall. You guys hear something in one of the huts. You recognize it as a variation on Lex hiding noise.
Knock on the door, gently. Hello? Hello, it's okay. We come in peace. We mean you no harm. It's
can
okay.
Can you knock while you're flat?
Say what?
Can you knock while you're flat, or is it more of a flap, flap, flapping?
Weirdly, it is a knock.
Weird.
Is the door locked?
These doors do not appear to lock.
I'm going to open it and enter very cautiously.
Okay.
Okay.
You enter, and inside is another one of these people. He has, we'll say, kind of like white, like ivory white skin, and has blue stripes.
Is he armed?
Nope.
I'm going to raise my hand so he can see that I'm not armed.
Okay. When you raise your hand, he's like, ah! And cowers in the corner a little harder.
It's all right. We mean you no harm.
We are very, very lost.
Ah! He like starts screaming when a little sparkle pokes
well,
her head.
Well, I've got
in.
My cat of disguise right now, so I look like a human.
Yeah, but you put it on outside.
Oh, so not. Fair enough.
They saw it.
I'm not here to hurt you. I don't know what a blood bill even is. That's not what I am. Can I make a like, diplomacy check to calm him down or something?
You can make a diplomacy check.
Okay. I have a 39.
All right. Through your many dealings with people and seeing the state that this guy is in, you recognize that basically cooing and trying to calm him down is not going to work if you're the one doing it.
Okay, fair enough.
Worm walks in and waves a flappy arm at him. Hi, it's okay.
You definitely are going to have kind of a slam dunk if you ever want to make an intimidate check against this guy, though.
Oh.
I'm gonna kneel down and try to communicate with him.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold out my hand.
I'm gonna pull the terrifying monster away from the scared individual.
Which one?
Yeah, are you talking about
Flappy Arm guy going
Flopsy Man there?
I'm a pull.
I'm friendly.
Both of the terrifying monsters away from the terrified individual.
Good call, Kat. I'm going to slowly hold out my hand. I'm going to tell him, "We mean you no harm. I'm Sikar. Can you tell me your name?" You understand me?
Yes.
Okay. I mean you no harm. I'm just lost. My friends and I.
Oh, you're with a blood mill. You're with a blood mill. She's gonna eat me.
She's not. I promise you. I promise you. I will not let her eat you. Okay. She hasn't eaten any of us.
Why are you with her? She's bad. Blood mills are bad. They're scary. They're bad for you.
Don't be afraid. She's
they're
under
bad
my
for
control.
Your health because they kill you.
I won't let anything happen to you. Can you tell me your name?
Yeah.
What is your name?
Mangro.
Nice to meet you. These are my friends Kat and Randus. Mm. Her name is Sparkle. She's not a Bloodville. Listen to me. Nothing is going to happen.
I'm going to go outside. How about I go outside?
That's a very good idea.
You can calm down.
Do you see my friend Orym? Do you see Orym?
Yeah.
Wave, Orym. Wave.
Hi. We're nice. I promise.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Orym? That's why we need some help.
He's just a little flappy right now.
By the way, little Sparkle can still listen in on the conversation, even if he's outside.
An adult or a child?
Yeah, this guy's an adult.
Certainly an adult. No?
Yeah, he's an adult.
Okay. I'm going to hold my hand out again and try and see if I can get him to stand. Try and pull him to his feet.
He takes your hand and stands up.
Again.
Wipes his tears.
I mean you no harm. We're very sorry to have frightened you. We're lost and we're trying to find our way home. We're trying to take her back home. If you can help us find someone who can help us, then we can leave and we can make sure she will not harm you, but we want to take her away. We want to take her back where we came from. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me who's the leader of your village?
Yeah.
Can you take us to him or her?
I think he probably left.
I imagine so. Come out into the street with us.
No.
I promise.
That's where she is.
None of us will hurt you, I promise.
Hold on. What if I send her away?
I'll hide.
Oh, how are you going to send her away?
We'll tell her to go. She will listen. There's too many of us for her to try and eat all of us. So there's, you know, she's not going to try and eat any of us right now.
I guess that's true.
So we'll go scare her off and... You know, it'll be safe to come outside again, okay?
Okay.
Well, go outside and...
But she's already gone.
Make a ruckus.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Kaka, kaka!
Give me a bluff check.
I'm going to activate a thing.
Okay.
To do that.
You're good at lying, right?
Sometimes.
All right.
Theoretically.
Like the beguiling tongue.
I thought you never lied.
I only sometimes lie.
Oh, that's right. You never cheat.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll put it on
I
your
do not need a d220.
Don't roll 220s. That's too many 20s.
30.
Sounds like a convincing ruckus. He peeks out.
Beguiling one, even.
Yeah. he peeks out, doesn't see her, like walks out.
Did you do your hidey hiding thing?
Yeah, she's nowhere to be found.
See? She's gone.
Like gone, gone?
I think so.
Oh.
They're pretty fast, so I don't know.
Oh, you think she's gonna come back?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think there's too many for her to come back.
What if she brings her friends?
Are there any more around here?
Well, I didn't think there were any around here. I mean, we know Malumbra's manifesting, but it's like miles that way.
So yeah, probably just a single one then.
But what if it's a scout?
Then it'll
know. And it tells her friends that there's a village here full of people to eat.
It'll know that there are too many here for them to take.
But not if they bring a bunch.
We won't let that happen.
You won't?
We won't let that happen.
Okay.
Yes, clearly we won't let that happen.
Yeah. Exactly. We won't let that happen.
She will not bring any more here.
Oh, okay.
You can call your people back.
I don't think they're going to come back for a while.
Okay.
Do you know where they would have gone?
Into the hills.
No specific place?
I don't think so. You're not supposed to clump together because that's how they pick you off.
Oh.
Hmm. What's the name of your settlement?
We'll call it Forestinia.
I presume that doesn't sound in any way familiar to any of us.
No.
It's a very nice town.
Thanks. Are you guys okay?
No. We're not from here.
You look sick.
Yes. We're not from here.
All of us look sick?
Yeah. Like, I can barely see your stripes.
We were brought here, not entirely of our own accord.
By the blood bell.
No, we came from, waving my hands, out there somewhere.
I grab him before he drifts away on the wind.
He looks up at the sky. What?
Beyond the dragons.
What?
And we'd like to go back.
What? There's something beyond the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So none of the rest of the village will be back for a while, right?
Right.
All right. Do you know of anyone else who... Are there any other settlements near here?
No. Not really.
Is there a... You said there was a mayor of this town, a chief?
Yeah.
Is there a governor of this... of a region?
I guess. I don't know who it is, though.
Ah. Is there a larger settlement?
Yeah.
Where would that be at?
He just points in one direction.
Ah.
Probably the direction we just came from, knowing our luck.
No, kind of the opposite direction.
Oh.
But here's the interesting thing. He points in one direction. Which cardinal direction is it?
We don't know. That way.
I hate this place.
For once, I agree with you.
It seems we might be unanimous, but...
How's the thing looking?
Still stand by, or
Yeah, it seems to be powering up, but it looks like it's going to be a while.
It's going to take
a bit. Readings that you are getting are very low.
Interesting.
Is there any indication of where we are? Maybe a little dial and a button that says you are here?
Anything?
No, but we'll say that somehow you ended up with the little hologram.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at the readings and the angles on the hologram, it looks like you're on that next dot over.
Fair enough. Makes sense. At least we're theoretically moving towards the great energy source.
And we're just one step away from where we were just at?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We're very sorry to have caused you this stress. I want to apologize immensely.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, if you guys have the power to send away the blood bills, that's a big deal.
We do have that power.
Well,
maybe the one.
Yes.
I don't know more. What do
the blood bills do exactly?
They attack and kill people.
Oh.
Do they have a... You said they were over in Malumbra?
Yeah.
And that's a... Is that an encampment, a region, a city?
No, it's Malumbra.
Okay.
Sorry, we're not from around here, so...
Again, we're from... And he just waves his arm up into the air.
Well, what all do you guys know?
There is a forest over there. There's your city right here.
And the world we came from is quite different from here. We didn't have no...
And they don't have a Malumbra?
No. They have a Shadowfell?
Oh, that sounds worse.
Nine Hells? I don't know.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I don't know what the exact correlation
would
be.
You have an elemental chaos where, like, hell is, like, parked.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know the dragons, right?
Not really. Could you tell us about it?
Okay.
Just broad strokes. Help.
Okay. Well. There's. Let's see. Where to start? So those are the dragons.
Uh-huh.
The arcs.
Three of them.
There's actually four of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. So that blue one, the light blue one, right? That's Sayoba. That kind of golden one, yellow one, right? That's Ear. And that one that you can barely see, the black one, that's Kokrus. And the one you can't see is Mahekala.
Why can't we see Mahekala?
Well, normally at this time of night you wouldn't be able to see it anyway, but even during the day you wouldn't be able to see it because Malumbra is manifesting.
Ah. Okay. And what do the dragons do?
They just kind of hang out in the sky and they move around.
Okay. So they do change positions?
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever come down here?
Well, no, but the realms do.
Ah, their realms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what Malumbra is?
Yes. The realms are Silumbra, Malumbra, Umbrayi, and Umbraki.
So Malumbra is the realm of...
Mahekala?
Correct.
Okay.
You know, Malumbra.
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
It's full of blood bills.
Mm-hmm.
And dream quills.
Dream quills. Dream quills also bad?
No, they're okay.
Oh, okay.
They don't attack us, and they're like sing songs and stuff, but they sometimes get upset if you grab their stuff.
Huh.
You guys don't know any of these stories?
No, sorry.
Mm-mm. Wow.
When was the last time that the Blood Bills attacked?
Well, they've never attacked here before.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
But this is the closest Malombra's ever manifested to here.
Ah, I see.
So that's why everyone was scared.
Yeah.
Ah.
And when he pointed to, did he point to where Malombra was manifesting?
Yep.
And it was where we, in the same direction we came from, or entirely different
direction? No, it's a different direction.
Okay. Which is also not the same direction as the city?
Correct.
Oh. Where was the last place that Malombra manifested?
I don't know.
Do you know how long ago it was?
No. Maybe if you could find a green stripe.
Okay.
I might be able to tell you.
Those are the teachers or the historians?
Yeah, yeah. Teachers, historians, mystics. You know, they live on those like big upside down domes and they're upside down and they live in them.
Blank stares.
How do you guys not know anything?
We are from out there.
Well, what's going on out there that's so important that you don't even know about the green stripes?
We just don't have
green... Don't they talk to you?
We have people who are scholars, but they...
Historians, mystics.
We don't have stripes to designate...
Wait, you don't have stripes at all?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Just how our people are.
Oh, that is so strange.
Yeah.
You guys are so strange.
We get that a
look
lot.
At me.
No, that's not normal.
Oh, that's sideways.
That's not how he's supposed to look?
No.
Well,
is I'm he supposed... sick?
Yes.
We guess.
Is it contagious?
No.
And he starts like squeezing his love
Don't
handles
think
like
so.
To make sure that he's not getting flat.
Could it be a little contagious.
We could all afford to shed a few dimensions.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, I'm so glad I know the difference between player knowledge and character knowledge. Yeah.
So, do you like have any sort of lodgings for like villagers to stay
or visitors
or visitors? Yes, sorry. For visitors to stay.
You can probably pick a hut.
No, we'd rather like pay someone.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to,
put anyone out.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to come back anytime soon.
Like hours, days.
If they think there are blood bills in the area, they're not going to come back for days.
Can we stay with you? Since
no
you know
offense,
so much.
You guys seem nice, but I am also going to run for the hills as soon as whatever this is over, just in case that thing comes back.
Well, if you run into your villagers, you can tell them that it's safe and they can come
and the
back.
Blood bills aren't going to come
they're
back.
They're not
going
to believe me.
Okay.
Why not?
Well...
What is your... title or
I don't have one.
Do you have a position in the community? What do you do here?
Oh, I mostly just chop down wood.
And what color stripe was he again?
White.
He's blue on blue. Oh no, he's white with blue stripes.
Yeah. Blue. And so do most of your people with blue stripes, are they like laborers common? No.
No.
What does that designate?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, colors, but you said the green stripes were your historians.
Yes, the green stripes.
But what about everyone else?
No.
No?
Green stripes, the only one that it means anything in particular?
I guess. I never thought about it.
Are you born with your stripes, or do the colors change over time, or?
No.
Okay.
Huh. Wow, you guys don't know anything.
Sorry.
No, we really
don't. Very sorry.
No.
Which is actually kind of normal for us.
I guess.
How long has it been for us in game terms? Do we have any rough idea? I mean,
it's been.
Are we at a point?
like, I don't know, spend a couple hours, I guess. Like, this has largely developed in real time. Like, from the moment Little Sparkle made her way down to the camp, it's kind of gone in
real
time.
Are we at a point where we would need, then, to take a standard rest thingy?
Not necessarily, because you guys did just conk out. By the way, you all got a full rest, so you get your dailies back and reset to one action point, etc.
Yay.
I'm
ready for terrible unconsciousness.
To be honest, as ill-informed as we are about this place, we're very interested in learning more about you and your people and this world.
Okay.
I would love to hear some stories about how this world came into being.
I don't know that many stories. I'm not a priest.
Okay. Do you have a... Is all your knowledge passed down by mouth, or do you have books?
Scrolls?
Yeah, some people have books. I don't know how to read, though.
Oh, okay.
Do you know where the nearest green stripe would be?
Probably in the city.
Okay.
And you said it was that way?
Yeah.
Could you lead us to the city?
Oh, I'd rather not. It's very far.
We could pay you.
Oh, okay.
I pull out a gold coin.
What is that?
This is currency from where we come from.
Oh, I don't think I can exchange that for anything here.
No? Oh. Do you have currency?
Yeah, but it's mine.
Could we just
see it so I know what it looks like?
Okay. He pulls out a handful of what appears to be rubies.
Ah. Nice.
Yeah, actually, that is like a small fortune in rubies.
Hmm. Wow. Leaning over to Randus, I could see why somebody might want to come and exploit and do other things.
This would only be a beginning of... these salamander coil people don't sound too...
Mm-mm.
No.
These are pretty common?
I guess. I mean, I got this for maybe 2 days labor.
Okay, then.
Who pays you?
Oh, well, the chieftain has this deal. Merchants come. They take our trees that we're not using. So, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay. Makes sense.
I don't know where they go. I just know that they pay us.
Do you think this would be something you would be interested in, showing him the coinage in exchange for taking us to the city?
I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's rare.
Maybe it's scary.
Maybe.
Touch it.
No.
It's okay.
I don't want to.
Rodrigo?
What's up?
Am I allowed to have a ring that might have a ruby on it that isn't magical?
Sure.
Cool. If I show him that and ask him, would this be enough to pay you to lead us to the city?
I guess.
All right.
Go ahead.
There is one additional thing. We do have another member of our party who does not look like any previous person you may have possibly seen who will be joining us shortly.
Who's not a blood bill.
Oh, okay. Where are they?
Were they
hiding from the blood bill?
Yes, they were.
Yes, she was hiding from the blood bill.
Hey, we'll go with... she was a human before, and he didn't buy that because...
Looked like a different human!
You can't just look like a different human.
I'll look like a different human. She'll open the door. Yeah. Blood bills are terrifying.
I know. These guys don't know anything about them.
Sorry about my ignorant friends.
Oh, yeah.
Shrug our shoulders.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I need to get my supplies.
Okay. Are you ready to leave now?
I could. I just need to get some supplies.
I don't need to rest for the night or anything?
I mean, I feel fine. Plus, it's going to be several days before we get to the city.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you for being so accommodating.
Sure. It's going to be morning soon anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
this is not anything like I thought it was going to be.
So, how long can we expect Malumbra to be manifesting?
I don't know. Sometimes it manifests for any place will manifest for days, months, years.
But it doesn't always lead to a blood bill attack.
Well, Malumbra does, because that's where they're from.
And the closer you are to Malumbra, the more likely.
Yeah, because that's where they come out of.
All right.
Do they have any sort of like blood bill master that sends them to attack people?
I don't know. I think maybe they have tribes, but we try to avoid them, so we don't know a lot about them.
That seems totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Why don't you gather your supplies, and we'll take a moment to gather our wits about us.
Okay. He goes in and starts packing.
Is there anything that Mangrove said that leads to believe that this is a myth story about the blood bills? That it's like, there are these things, we've never seen them, but we've always been warned about them,
well,
and there's pictures
the
of
thing
them.
Is, you have no frame of reference.
Right.
Because no, it could be that somebody, like, that most of these people have seen a blood bill kill and eat someone.
Okay.
Or that there is a strong and rich folklore surrounding the blood bills. Either one would cause that reaction, right?
Right.
If you truly believed in anything, in demons or the Slender Man or the Chupacabra, and you came face to face with one, you'd probably be pretty freaked out. Even if you only kind of believed it.
Right.
And you saw one, clearly, you'd still probably freak out, right? It's, I mean, it could be any of those things.
Okay.
Could be anybody who's talked to a blood bill has never been seen or heard from again.
Yes, maybe.
Until we know more, there's no way to know for sure.
I'd be really glad you have this hat.
You're welcome.
I'd be very interested to speak with one of their mystics in case they may have some insight as to this, flapping his paper arm again.
That's part of the reason I suggest we go to the city.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say he said we'd most likely find one in the city, so.
And I would love to see some of their books. Or scrolls to gain some insight into their knowledge. Power source here, mostly wood burning type stuffs. Nothing.
You call in?
No, I'm just looking around.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. No, like, weird power source of anything.
Not that you can see.
Okay.
If it is wood burning, you may want to take a moment to step back, as you are at least technically paper at this point in time.
I don't think technically paper. That's why I asked Ket to touch and feel and see if I was pulpy.
He's still fleshy.
Do we want to test the theory of how flammable you are? I didn't think
I'm sure I would burn just like a regular Eladrin would burn.
Magnificently.
If you were to put a torch to them.
Yeah.
A Roman candle going off into the night.
With accompanying music.
Yes.
Firework.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it would be, Matthew.
So
Annie Perry is an Eladrin.
I'm sure she is. I'm not
pointed ears, big round protuberances.
Wow.
Talking about her eyes, man.
Let's cut that. Yeah, Mangro comes out. He's got a little bindle on a stick.
It's adorable.
Do they have tails? Or just they look human, but just they
look human with stripes.
Okay. All right.
Like
glowy
stripes.
Please lead on.
No fangs or sharp teeth or anything. Just
nope.
Okay.
Eye colors? Or at least his?
Blue. Like normal human blue.
Okay. Okay.
Alright, well, follow me. And don't worry, I will take you guys pretty far away from Malumbra.
Oh, thank you very much.
Steer clear.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Are we sure that's a good plan?
Probably.
Okay. If he's at all right, probably.
All right, you guys start traveling.
Ooh, I think that traveling music means that it's time to cut out this week. Thank you so much for downloading, listening, and being part of the show. It's a strange new world, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hope that Malumbra never rises while we're here. Hmm. And let's hope that all of your dice rolls are critical hits, or however it works in this world.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.